everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us, and He speaks His word from His heart to our heart, spirit to spirit. The Lord can transfer great information from spirit to spirit. It's better than communication. See, spirit to spirit speech is not limited to a few structured thoughts. In fact, a few structured thoughts can trigger volumes of information. Now, I learned this over time. The Lord would speak a few words and I would see pictures and I would have greater understanding of what He's portraying to me. Now, I don't say these things lightly because God loves us and His love is vast and awesome. And He wants us to understand things. The Lord does the same things He told Adam to do. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, the Lord gives us knowledge and wisdom. That's, you know, there's nobody more fruitful than God. He blesses generously. He increases greatly. He multiplies. He increases greatly. He gives liberally. And He subdues things. Now, I often say that the Lord thinks of everything. And everything He do is well thought out. So, with that in heart, with that in mind, when He gives me information, He knows I'm going to get excited about it and want to tell people. And this is normal. And He knows that some people will receive it, some won't receive it, and He knows whether it'll be a benefit or not to share information ahead of time. So He can give me thoughts, and I have a form of understanding, and I can live by it, but I won't be able to put it in words yet. Until it's time to put it in words. Now, the Holy Spirit does something that He always does. He chooses light, and He divided the light from the darkness. In other words, when it comes to portraying, to giving information, He holds back information from the wicked or the proud or the reluctant. And He gives it to babes, people that just want to love God and know Him. Evil men will take information and use it against God and against His people. If they would have been in the know, they would not have crucified Christ. But because they were so drunk with rebellion and witchcraft, And wickedness, that they thought that they, you know, Jesus gave us a parable about the vineyard. The vineyard owner sent his servants, and they killed, just like God sent prophets to Israel to get them back on track, and they killed them. He sent more prophets, they killed them. Then He sent His son, and they said, if we kill His son, there won't be anybody to inherit this land, and it'll be ours. And that's the mindset of the wicked. They are not to be trusted. So Jesus spoke parables in pure hopes that they would repent, but they didn't. And they were not stupid. Their eyes were open. They could judge the parable. But He broke it down to His people after they asked. See, hungry people are the babes. They are the ones that God can talk to. I always say the people that learn the most are people who love God. Sometimes, people that just go in prayer, and when they say what God say, it's the same thing that you learn from the Lord in your own prayer time. When you go in His presence, you learn things. But you don't always hear it in ministry. People that minister don't always touch, they don't always talk like God talk. Some do, and some don't. Some try to work the crowd. They try to say things, appeasing things that people, that they think people will want to hear. But you don't have to worry about whether people want to hear it or not. Jesus never asked that question. He ministered a word against the evil times so that people can see. If you preach right, they're going to go, hard-headed people are going to go get in trouble, but they'll have something to hold on to and come back to if they heard the word right in the first place. But when people, you know, when preachers, when they preach wrong, they tell people God is in full control of all things. Now, when their children get killed, they're going to be, who they going to be mad at? They're going to think God did it. And God, if they, and they wouldn't read the word to find out for themselves. There's a devil out there that do people wrong. And God don't go around doing people wrong. He don't just take your children. He don't, he's not, he, they're supposed to live a full life. He don't go around taking people at it just randomly. That, he doesn't go out and kill, steal, and destroy. But I'll tell you what he will do. He'll try to get them saved so that if something do happen, they'll at least go to heaven if they die prematurely. In an accident, accidents can happen. And God gave us angels because accidents can happen. And some people interrupt the angels because they speak. They're loose with their words. They get in fear and they speak, and that can stop that can interfere with whether the angel can protect your child or not. People don't know these things. Lack of knowledge, but good training. See, some people want to, they believe the scientists, they want to be scientific and religious at the same time. Now, not true science. True science is of God. But human science, false science, they like to see and then believe. You can't do that. You got to believe God, and then you'll not only will you be on track, you will gain better knowledge. Because you believe God, you're going to learn godly things, and it's going to outweigh the world every time. There are churches, they don't want to hear about angels and demons and hell and sometimes heaven. But it's in the book. Jesus went around undoing what Satan did. It's in the book. It's in the pages. If God went around killing people, why would Jesus go around healing people? It's in the book. He went and did good. And sometimes they ask him, did this man sin or did his parents? He said, neither. Neither. It wasn't their fault. It was an attack. Why was this man born blind? Was it his sin or his parents? Neither. Things happen. Things go wrong. There's sin in the earth, so things, it's possible for things to go wrong. The Lord gave us healing because we need it. Things go wrong. That's not God's will. It wasn't God's will for Adam to sin and introduce sin in this world. That was his choice. He could have chose not to. But he didn't. And he released something that's regrettable in the world. And the Lord did something about it. And God is consistently doing something about it. But people don't get on board with God because they leave it up to the preacher. And the preachers, some of them are taught wrong. They went to seminary and somebody lied to them. And they believed it. And it interferes with their teaching process. Some people sincerely believe the things that they were taught wrong, and it takes a long time to undo it. Sometimes it takes an anointing to break the curse of it. But they'll get you saved because they'll teach Jesus. They'll teach salvation, but they don't teach everything with it. So things go wrong. A lot of denominational preachers in modern times were taught that healing went out with the apostles. Speaking in tongues went out with the apostles. God doesn't give the Holy Ghost. There's no scripture for it. But Peter said, the Holy Spirit is to you, your children, and to all that are called to be saved. Everybody. Paul said it will go. There won't be a need for tongues when Jesus comes back because you're going to live in his presence. But that doesn't mean that you'll still have the full benefit. The Lord is wise in all that he does. Just trust him. Trust his word. Receive his word, his truth. And you'll be fine. But see, when dark minds hear the word, they'll use it for their own gain. And there's another problem that always existed. There were prophets that were not true prophets. They were called to be prophets, but they turned. And in a turned state, they don't hear from God like they once did. They have the anointing, but they're backwards. They do things according to the world. And what they do, since they don't have a relationship with the Lord, even though God once called them to be a prophet. See, ministers can change their mind if they want to. But what they do, they steal the word. If they get wind of something that a true prophet say, and they see a way they can speak this word, they got something that God did say, they'll steal that word and preach it. And people will think that God is in their mischief. And they'll do damage. For this reason, some things the Lord wouldn't allow me to tell some pastors. Because they either had fear in their heart, or doubt, or preeminence. They were focused on being prestigious. See, the Lord's not going to give people like that his information, his holy information. They need to repent. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit helped me. I said it many times. He would give me a fresh revelation. And I want to tell some of the pastors I knew that were friends. And it's like God took all the information and I couldn't get to it. I couldn't remember it. But when I'm driving away back home, I'm going home, and they can't hear, then it all come back. And also, now I didn't know what was happening. I said, admit, I didn't know how. I thought the enemy did it. I didn't know how this happened. But then, when I'm in the presence of people, of hungry people, babes that want to know God, people full of love, that revelation comes pouring out, and more so. Sometimes when I'm around the right people, I'll be ministering, and then something I wanted to put in words for years, it just flows. Sometimes on these broadcasts, because the people that listen to these broadcasts are hungry, and they want to know God. They are true disciples. They love God. And God will address you. This is the easiest assignment I ever had in my life. See, in a church congregation, all kind of people come. So on Sunday morning, you're going to get the worst message. Because everybody's there. People that come, people that don't. Now, it's a good message. But compared to Wednesday night and Sunday night, it's the worst. Because the hungriest people are going to come out on Wednesday night in the middle of the week when they got so much to do. And on Sunday evening, after they already been to church, the strongest soldiers come out on Sunday. And when they come with a Sometimes people come out of duty. They're in the choir, or they got to be there. They're on the staff. They got to come. But when people just willingly come, and they want to be there, and they want to learn, that's when you're going to get the best messages. when it's a sacrifice. Now, that it's not about the timing. It's just those are the times that people are sacrificing to be there. It's the same thing if you happen to come across somebody that really, 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 really want to know the Lord. You might be at a bus station, an airport, and you got time. And you just happen to sit next to a person that really, really, really want to know the Lord. And you have a conversation and it gets deep. And they're receptive. Then the Holy Spirit will pour that anointing oil on you while you're talking. And knowledge will flow from your heart to theirs. This happens anytime that you go in prayer and you love God and you want to know Him. You're not trying to get Him to do something weird. You just love Him. Sometimes people, they go in God's presence because they want something from Him. But what if they wanted to know Him? What if they wanted to ask their questions so that they can understand things correctly? And even if they did want something, some people, they'll go in God's presence to get the things they want. But when you're coming in His presence to know Him and learn from Him, that changes everything. When you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these wonderful things will be added. And not to mention when you go to heaven. You're going to live forever and everything will be added. And we explain how God adds possessions, but He gives knowledge and wisdom liberally. And I'm going to tell you, all the possessions you can attain in this earth is good. But it cannot satisfy you. Nothing will fulfill you but knowing God. When you have peace with God, when you're learning from Him and you cherish His word and treasure, that satisfies you, gives you strength to thrive. And then if you have possessions, you have the ability, because you go into His presence and learn from Him, you have the ability to enjoy all the things you prayed for, all of your earnest desires. Some people gain the earnest desires and they can't enjoy it because they're still depressed. They're still frustrated. They're in fear. These things take away from you. And some commit suicide. They don't even want to live anymore. They got the position. They married the woman they wanted, or the woman married the man she wanted, and they have a beautiful family, and they're depressed for no logical reason. Because depression is from Satan. These are the suggestions that they've taken hold, that got in their heart, and it causes damage. It usually starts with a sorrow. But see, they put a lot of effort into getting things that they wanted, moving in the neighborhood they wanted to. All these things worked out for them. They finished college. They had enough strength to do all the good things. They married the right person that loves them. And nothing they own, nothing, no person in their life satisfied them. The only thing that can satisfy you is your relationship with the Lord, a living and thriving relationship with the Lord. And then, my friend, you'll have the ability to enjoy the people in your life, your wonderful children, your wonderful spouse, your home, your cars, things are in order, the flowers in your front yard, everything's in order now. You're rich, for real, and wealthy. A man can be rich, but not wealthy. But when you go in God's presence, Your wealth means more. And your love, oh, your love, you want to do something with that love. Love wants to do something. No man can have abundance of love in his heart and sit still. You want to do something. You want to help folks. You want to be a blessing. You want to do what you want to operate according to the treasures in God's heart towards men. All these things are super satisfying. And when people are drunk with pride and preeminence and prestige and fear and doubt and unbelief, these things, even if you own the whole world, you could live by the waterfall somewhere. It will not satisfy you. And you might kill yourself. I mean, people may kill themselves because they can't be satisfied with things. And the Lord knew this. That's why when he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And the Lord gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud for a reason. And this is why. The proud will do damage and destruction. The wicked can't be trusted. They mess up everything. They block the kingdom of heaven. They make people worse than they were. They aggravate people. And they tear down. God resists that. He chose the light and divided the light from the darkness. And people that won't get on board with the light, and you do that through Jesus Christ, if you don't believe on Jesus Christ, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. You're not going to heaven. You'll actually be judged for rejecting it. And good people, kind people, otherwise wonderful people don't do this. So God got to come back and judge the world. Because he's got to fulfill his justice. He gave us grace, a time to repent. Even when his own people do wrong, he gave with the wickedness of Jezebel. Now, how low can you go? A true Christian prophet started doing the same, started practicing Baal worship, which is fornication. And the Lord gave her in Revelation a chance to repent, time, a space of time to repent. Even people that believe on Jesus can go haywire and start doing things of this world and become proud and get in preeminence like Diotrephes in 3 John. And he didn't want John to come around because he loved to have preeminence. Christian people can get involved with the world. And they become worse because they know better and did wrong. But God still loves us. And he'll give us a space of time to repent. But he's not going to train people like he would his babes, his people who love him. Like the 7,000 who never bent their knee to Baal. In Elijah's day. But those who have hunger and thirst after righteousness, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount and in the Beatitudes, they will be fulfilled. They will be filled. There are some Christians that's not even preachers yet. They're full of love and they're full of knowledge. And when I hear them talk, their conversation is much greater, times much greater than some of the best ministers you know of. Because the Lord is mightily moving by his spirit. And he's not limited to the thoughts of men. He does true counsel according to the 7 spirits of the Holy Spirit. Knowledge, wisdom, counsel, might, fear of the Lord, Spirit of God. I love him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.